This is the words of Rabbi Moshe Hillel Hirsch of the Slobodka Yeshiva on Rabbi Aaron Zal. When did you first learn of Rabbi Aaron?
When I first heard of him?
Yeah.
I probably heard of him when I was about 16, well, Yaakov Yeser, so I heard him kind of say the shir over there.
Who was your rabbi there?
Who, my rabbi?
Yeah.
Old, I had all the rabbis there, until the end.
I mean,
Shafik, Rav Mendel, Rav Zedel, Shemnovitz.
Okay, what was the circumstances you're seeing him?
Why, well, said a shir, they came back, Kamnitz had some sort of get together or some sort of fundraising, and he's come say shit. Maybe it was the yahrzeit of somebody, I'm not sure really.
What year was that?
Sorry?
What year was that?
It probably was 54. Okay. 4 or 5.
Okay. What was your impression then?
My impression was that he's a great man. A impression of a young kid who sees Olam Gadol. The same impression of any young kid who sees Olam Gadol.
But he wasn't any Olam Gadol.
He's a fellow, but the young kid sees a very sees a person that has a very big name, as big as for the Gadol Yadol. So that's the impression he has. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear, that's his impression.
What?
A young child that hears, or a kid of 16 hears that this is the Olam Gadol who's one of the Gadol Yadol. Mm-hmm. His impression is, if he what he hears.
It wasn't what you saw, it's what you heard.
How can I hear? I don't understand the shir.
You didn't understand the shir.
I saw that he was it, but well, that's a lot of whatever. You see what you hear.
And then how'd you come to Lakewood after that?
Then Yankov Yeser. A lot of Bochum went to Lakewood for Yankov Yeser.
Okay. And what was your experience when you first came? What was it like?
You come to yeshiva, you sit down and you learn, you have chabrus and you learn.
Nothing special. There's nothing that, what transpired over the period of time that you could relate, give a feeling of what the relationship was.
Between whom and whom? The relationship between whom and whom? Between myself and the shiva?
Yeah.
He was the said a shir.
Yeah.
And I admired the shir, I enjoyed the shir, and I listened to the shir. And our relationship was primarily a relationship of a learning relationship.
Mm-hmm. Any experiences that are more outstanding than others that you could relate?
No.
Nothing characteristic?
No.
I don't understand something. Everybody I speak to,
yeah,
almost everybody says that you had one of the best, your most close relationship with Rosh Yeshiva.
Yeah, learning relationship.
And seems like it's like the eye of the hurricane. It's quiet.
I'll tell you the truth, I don't like to say, like, you know, exaggerations. We had a very close relationship, a very close learning relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense, I said over the shir, and he told me over the shir also before. I was one of the people with whom we said the shir over to. And I also believe that the people who said about me exaggerated, that I wasn't that close to him. The people who were closer than I was.
They gave that impression.
Yeah, but the people like, you know, misjudged probably. I was close before. I was close, but there were people who were closer than me.
Like, and who was close?
I never seen was closer than I was.
But still, no, you were from everybody else. You and Chaim Epstein were people who are, like, considered by others being very close.
Right, they were pretty close. Yeah,
there was nothing that transpired that would be able to give over some kind of feeling to other people. What, some incidents that more characteristic than others?
I don't have really, no, I don't have.
What about a general feeling, a general outlook of what Rosh Yeshiva was in terms of different that made that impression on you?
I tell you, I don't want to say anything which is like, you know, a lot of, it's very hard for me to talk this type of, because it's like, whatever I'm going to say is like, you know, is the, what everybody says, how great he was and so on. That's all true, but like, it's like, I have nothing to add more than what the Bocha who had the least Shaykh of the Yeshiva will tell you about the Yeshiva, about his greatness, about his he's a Lagatonkite and learning and so on and so forth. I said a Hester in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Two Hespedim I said in Lakewood.
So well, we must have something.
So there, so they can listen to my Hespedim. You'll hear what I have to say.
Well, I have to get a hold of it.
They have the tapes.
Could you give me anything that I could, sort of like something that's more tangible I could put down on the tape? Something that would say, what impression could you want to leave? The power.
I'll tell you, listen to the tapes.
Listen to
the tapes. Listen to the tapes. That's a big deal. We'll hear what I have to say.
But besides that, you have nothing else.
I don't know. Whatever I have to say, I said there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Call to Charlotte.